Command number 59, have salt in yourselves. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltness be restored? Matthew 5:13. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltness, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another. Mark 9:49-50. New Testament scholar William Barclay says plainly about Mark 9:48-50, these three verses are amongst the most difficult in the New Testament to interpret. The Gospel of Mark, page 241. He goes on to explain that in all likelihood, these pithy statements by Jesus were simply placed together as Mark compiled his gospel because they stuck in his mind, or Peter's, in this order. Though they all had to do with fire and salt, however, originally they were disconnected sayings that had little to do with each other. The purpose of salt was for both purification and seasoning. Salt on the altar purified and seasoned the sacrifice. Leviticus 2:13 commands, "You shall season all your cereal offerings with salt. You shall not let the salt of the covenant with your God be lacking. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt." Jesus' words, "Everyone will be salted with fire," thus calls to mind the final chapters of the Old Testament, in which the prophet Malachi describes the purification by fire that will come to Israel, perhaps prophesying as well concerning the purifying purpose of hell to rid the universe of sin. Salt's preservative properties with food are also well known. In climates where ice was not abundant, salt was indeed the only substance that made it possible to keep certain foods from spoiling. All three of these uses combined in the ancient world to make salt, like fire, a symbol of purity. It was said that no substance was purer than salt, for it came from the sun and the sea. It was white, and it seasoned, preserved, and purified everything it touched. We begin then, in the midst of these perhaps unrelated statements about fire and salt, to gain a picture of what Jesus is commanding of us. We are reminded, too, of Jesus' statement in Matthew's Gospel following the Beatitudes, "You are the salt of the earth." Jesus is commanding us to be a people set apart, a people who flavor and season the world around us by being pure and above reproach, purified and cleansed within by the work of God's Spirit and by our own obedience. There is also a warning attached. Salt can lose its saltness, as Mark says. In that case, Jesus says, it is good for nothing. The Greek of Matthew 5:13 contains a different shade of meaning. Matthew's original reads, "But if the salt has become tainted." Jesus' words then specifically remind us to take heed unto ourselves. He does not say, "Go out and be the salt of the earth." He says, "Keep your own heart and motives and attitudes pure, and you will be the salt of the earth." When we are thinking about the influence of our own righteousness, pride taints the saltness. Self-righteousness is indeed good for nothing, except to be trampled underfoot. Instead, says Jesus, keep your eyes on your own need to be continually cleansed. Purify yourselves on the altar of sacrifice with the fire of purification. Salt yourselves with fire. Have salt in yourselves. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's The Hope of the Gospel, The Salt and the Light of the World. The Lord knew these men. They were in danger, it is true, of pluming themselves on what he had said of them, of taking their importance to their credit. Yet the Lord does not hesitate to call his few humble disciples the salt of the earth, and every century since has borne witness that such indeed they were. Where would the world be now but for their salt and their light? No sooner has he used the symbol of the salt than the Lord proceeds to supplement its incompleteness. They were salt which must remember that it is salt, which must live salt, and choose salt, and be salt. For the whole worth of salt lies in its being salt, and all the saltness of the moral salt lies in the will to be salt. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to have salt in myself. Let me never forget that this is another command to be prayerfully heeded in front of the mirror, where the searchlight of your Spirit illuminates the dark places within me and reveals where my saltness is becoming tainted with self-righteousness. Purify me with your cleansing fire, now and in eternity, that I might become your pure son or daughter. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.